Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as the result of Abner's newly acquired domestic harmony, several other unhappy husbands have called him asking for advice on how to solve their problems. This convinced Abner that his mission in life was to become an advisor on marital relations, and he's dubbed himself Old Doc Peabody. As we look in on the little community today, we find Old Doc Peabody in the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, it's just you, Lum.
Yeah, it's me, and I want to have a little talk with you, Old Doc Peabody.
All right, fine. Let's see now, let me look right here. Yeah, I believe I can give you a pint mint with me along about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Just bring your problems in at that time.
I'm bringing my problem in right now, and this is it. Are you going to take that sign down in front of the store?
Sign.
Now, don't try to act innocent. You know what sign I'm talking about.
Do I?
Of course you do. Who else would put a sign that says, "Are you suffering from trouble in the home? Get free advice on all problems from Old Doc Peabody."
Oh, that sign, yeah. I believe I did see that out there, yeah.
See it out there? You put it out there, and you're going to take it down, too.
Well, Lum, if I take that down, why, nobody know I'm in business here.
Business?
Yeah.
Do you call that a business, giving out free advice to folks that don't need your advice in the first place?
Lum, they need my advice. They're demanding it. You was here yesterday when Emmett Goshen and Ira Hodgkins called up here wanting me to help them with their home problems.
Well, that's just two fellers. And I bound you by now, they've both regretted they ever asked you.
They ain't no such a thing. Though, because I give them some pretty good advice on how to handle a situation.
Has it helped them any?
Well, I don't know yet. I ain't exactly heard. These things take a little time, you know.
Yeah, you more than likely won't hear from them, neither. Because they won't even be speaking to you no more after all this trouble you'll be getting them into.
I ain't getting them into no trouble. I'm getting them out of it.
Well, I ain't got time to argue with you about that. Just see that you take that sign down. That's all I'm interested in.
Well, Lum, I can't take it down now. That's my business sign.
Ah, prittle prattle.
Well, it is. I gotta have a sign.
Just see that the sign's took down, that's all.
Well, I can't take it down right away, I know that, because I got a customer coming to see me, and he's got to know where I'm at.
A customer?
Yep. Call me up for a pint mint about an hour ago.
Now, who in the world is a big enough idiot to get a pint mint to see you?
Lum, now you can't talk about my customers that way.
Who is it?
Well, I just ain't going to tell you.
Gladys, I'd love to see this. Do you mind if I sit here and listen?
No, sir. This is all confidential stuff. Nobody can listen. Fact is, I even try not to listen myself.
I wouldn't miss this for the world. What time is this customer of yours coming?
Why, I ain't gonna tell you.
I believe I'll call up Dick Huddleston and get him over here.
Huh?
He'd love to get in on this, too. I might even charge admission to see old Doc Peabody in action.
Now, listen, Mom. Now, don't you do no such a thing now. Don't you go ruining my whole career.
Career?
Yeah.
Is that what it is now?
I believe you're just jealous because you ain't got a career, too.
Jealous? Me jealous of you?
Yes, sir. I know good and well that's the owner. I don't get... Wait a minute. Lum, will you go back in the feed room? Yonder comes my customer.
Whereabouts?
Right out there.
I don't see him. All I can see is Cedric coming up out there.
Well, that's him.
Cedric's your customer?
Yeah.
Do you mean he actually called you up for a pint mint?
Well, he never actually called up for that reason, but after I told him about this new business I'm taking up, why, then he decided that he... mind out now, Lum. Here he comes. Mind out.
Oh, what a beauty day.
Yeah, come beauty on in day. Here, Cedric. Proud to see you. Just sit down in that chair over there, and I'll be with you in just a minute, sir.
Yes, Mom.
Lum, don't you have some work to do back in the feed room now?
No, I ain't got a thing in the world to do right now. Not a thing in the world. Just thought I'd sit around and rest for a while.
Dad, blame you, Lum.
What's the matter? What have I did?
Now, Lum, you just got to leave now. That's all there to it. This is confidential.
Well, I won't listen, hardly. I got to mark prices on them new canned goods anyway. I'll be busy.
Well, all right, then. Just see that you don't listen at all, Lum.
I'll do my best not to, Andrew.
Well, now, Cedric, my boy, I guess I'm ready for you.
Well, good.
Are you comfort in that chair there?
Yes, Mom, I think so.
Are you relaxed?
Mom?
Well, never mind. Your comfort, that's enough. Let's see there. Now then, my boy, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah. All this information is kept confidential, so you don't have to worry. Just tell me what your name is now, lad.
Grover Cleveland.
All right. Now, next, Grover Cleveland?
Yes, Mom.
Cedric, now, that ain't your name.
Oh, I know it, but long as you know my other name, I figured you wanted me to give some different name.
Oh, no, you've got to give your right name. I can't help you none if you ain't gonna tell the truth. Got to make a clean breast of everything. Now, what's your name?
Grover Cleveland. I'm getting to like that.
Now, listen, Cedric. I reckon it don't make much difference. It's your problem we're interested in.
My problem?
Yeah. Now, begin right at the beginning, Cedric, Grover. Tell me the whole thing now. Just tell me exactly what your problem is.
Well, problem, huh?
Yeah. Now, don't hold nothing back. What's troubling you?
Well, I don't know nothing that's troubling me.
Cedric, I told you I couldn't help you less than you told me everything. Now, don't hold nothing back. Tell me what this big problem is that's bothering you so much.
Well, I ain't got no problem that I know of.
Now, Cedric, you must have. Everybody's got problems.
Not me. I ain't got none.
Listen, Cedric, everybody that comes to me has got problems, and you're here to me. Now, don't be bashful. It's going to make it a heap easier on both of us if you'll just come right out flat-footed and tell me everything.
Well, I ain't got nothing to tell you, though.
Well, think hard now, Cedric.
I'm thinking. I'm studying.
Well, what is it that's making your life so sad and unhappy?
Well, I ain't sad and unhappy. I'm happy.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, that's brave of you, Cedric, to try to cover up your sorrows that way. But just recollect, I'm here to help you. To help you get shut of all your suffering, Cedric.
To get shut of my suffering?
Yeah, but just don't let it worry you, Cedric. We'll figure it out somehow or other now. Just try your best to be cheerful.
Yes, Mom.
Every silver cloud has got a lining, you know.
Mom.
You see, now then, little friend, exactly what is it? Trouble in the home?
I don't think so.
I got a good answer for that, if that'd been it.
Sorry.
Is it trouble with your girl, Clarabelle?
No, Mom, I don't believe so.
When did you see her last?
Seen her yesterday, I think.
Did everything seem to be all right then?
Yes, Mom, just dandy fine.
Only yesterday. My, how fast these things can happen. Has she spoke to you since you seen her last?
No, Mom, come to think of it, she ain't.
Oh, my, that's just what I figured. Just exactly what I figured.
That's bad, huh?
Oh, me. She ain't even called you on the telephone, huh?
No, Mom.
Well, how did it all start?
Well, let's see now. Doggone it, I don't believe I recollect now.
More likely just some little thing. That's generally how most of these tragedies start.
Oh, my goodness.
Something that ain't importance at all, but oh, my, the trouble they can cause.
Yes, Mom, they sure do. Sakes.
What does your parents say about this?
Mom?
Your Mom and Papa, what do they say about your trouble?
I don't recollect them saying nothing about it, hardly.
Nothing?
No.
Oh, what a shame. What a pitiful shame. Here's a boy all wrapped up in trouble, and he can't even turn to his own Mom and Papa for help. Just a cast out, practical a orphan.
Gosh, poor B.
Has anybody else talked to you about this, my boy? Tried to help you in any way?
No, Mom, not that I know of.
Oh, my poor little feller. No friends. Not a friend in the world.
I feel so sorrowful for me, I don't know what to do.
Oh, I don't blame you, Cedric. How about the fellers you work with over at the war plant? Ain't none of them tried to help you even?
No, Mom, not a one of them.
Oh, I was afeard of that. Them are all your enemies working amongst you over there. Here you are, standing beside them every day.
Every night, I'm working a graveyard.
Oh, every night, then. Putting on like they're your friends. Oh, yes. But all the time, they're glad you're in trouble, Grover. Some of them might even start it themselves. More likely hoping that you'll have a nervous breakup so they can get your job.
Get my job?
You poor little feller. Lost your girl. Papa and Mama won't help you. No friends. Your health gone. Now you're losing your job. Bless your heart. Bless your little heart.
No, Mr. Abner, what can I do? What can I do? That's what I want to know.
I just don't know, Cedric. I do not know. But just try to work it out the best way you can. That would be my advice to you. Doc Peabody says work it out.
Thank you, Mr. Abner.
That's all right. That's all right, Cedric. Proud to help you. Drop in any time that you're feeling bad. Recollect, try to be cheerful.
Yes, Mom, it'll be hard, but I'll try it. So long.
So long, you poor little outcast. Poor little fella. That poor suffering boy. Lom, I wish you could have just heard his sad story.
And don't worry, I heard every word of it. And I must say, that was a fine job you done there, Abner.
Oh, it weren't so much. I just done the best I could for him. All I can say is it was a lucky thing he come to me when he did. I'm just glad that old Doc Peabody could start him back on the road to happiness.
Thank you.